Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
Anyway, moving along, Andrea, what have you got
for
us?
Well, speaking of stuff that's not rocket science.
Hey everyone, it's your old pal John Drew, letting you know what's going to be happening during the month of April 2010 on the Chronic Rift. First off, we've got our in-review episode where we're covering everything from comic books to movies to TV to novels. Our roundtable discussion this month is going to be on comic book movies. Is this the golden age of comic books? What with the success of the Watchmen movie and DC and Marvel's plans to release a slew of comic book related movies? And finally, we've got two spotlight episodes. First one where I will be interviewing author and illustrator MCM. And our second one, in which we will be announcing the winners of this year's Roundtable Awards as voted on by you. So come check us out over at chronicrift.com, The Chronic Rift, where we're trying to find the culture in pop culture.
Vorpal Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
No, you're not.
Especially when it costs 8 cents a page.
Yeah.
8 cents a page?
That's what printing costs at KU.
Oh.
Anywho, where we had last left our intrepid rogues. You guys had done...
You say that every week.
I know, it's kind of my
thing. What does intrepid mean?
No. Alex says that every week.
Oh.
No, actually, no. Normally he calls us, like, bloodthirsty.
No. He said intrepid, like, every time... Since the podcast started, and every time you say something about it.
Okay. Well, alright. You guys have done a whole bunch of gathering information after the wonderful, lovely banquet, and the rumors abound.
By the way, I want to bring a claim of defamation up against Steven.
Prove it! I'll get you arrested.
I couldn't ever actually find the guy's name. I attempted to load up my own podcast, and embarrassingly enough, it wouldn't work on my computer. So his name is now Matthias. Matthias the Scientist.
Give me a second.
I think Steven wrote it down somewhere.
His name was M-O-S-E with the loot.
Mosse?
Yes.
Okay, never mind. He's Mosse. I asked you like last week, and you're like, meh.
I didn't have a thing on me last week, and so
Steven said, never has his thing when I want it.
I told you I'd give you a call when I found it, and I forgot.
Well, you want Steven's thing a lot,
dude. Steven's got a lot of his thing's really nice.
Wait, seriously. Well.
Although it gives me paper cuts.
Can you see the hand of the dice?
Which dice?
Can you see the dice?
Are you talking about this?
Are you talking about the booty bag?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm currently looting the booty bag.
Well, hurry up.
Hand me the ball that makes Amanda sick.
No.
Steven, you like plundering Andre's booty, don't you?
Steven, hand me the ball that costs $5 that's amusing.
The ball? This.
While you're getting dice, oh play.
Well, I'm done now.
Well, bring the dice sack over.
Are you playing with your thingy? And
you guys had his location. You guys had gathered information on him.
Yeah, I played his ball with sand.
I'm listening.
It's just, you guys need to get your asses up and go.
Oh, I thought you stopped in your sentence.
This post has a lot of questions.
Thank you to the DMG I handed you, Ryan.
Alright, since this guy is part shadow, do we want to get the,
stop hitting yourself!
He's part shadow?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that would make your matrix green.
He drains.
Yeah.
You might as well get Death Ward.
Drain Jerry?
I would like Death Ward.
How much does a scroll of Death Ward cost?
4,000.
No.
Ow.
Oh, it's like 700.
Death Ward.
No, Steven. Give your money to Rudy. He'll buy it for you.
What level?
Take 4 or 5.
Anyways. 700 GP, yes.
Why does everyone believe me immediately when I say something outrageous?
Was that right?
Yes, you were.
Wow.
Because I don't know. I don't have spells memorized like you do, Tyler.
Well, I don't have them memorized either, but it was completely outrageous.
I'm sorry.
Why are you surprised?
Did you like it?
Actually, no. It was in the ribs.
Okay, then yes, it was indeed rape.
Oh, man. Oh. Sorry, that just.
I'm saying that's the challenge you made just there after I said I was raped. Oh man. Oh yes.
That reminds me of this movie I watched.
Oh baby,
today,
oh yes.
About artificial organs.
My name is Steve Hawking.
Repo Man.
Having sex.
No, that would be, oh,
baby,
man, oh,
baby.
Oh man, oh.
I'm
finding dice, so.
Yes, and I'm loading things, attempting to find something to do to block Steven out of my mind.
They had artificial organs, and they had to scan them into this database. So they literally cut themselves open and stuck the scanner up above. He had an artificial heart, so he cut open his stomach, stuck the scanner up into his body, and scanned the artificial heart that way.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah, it was weird.
All right, so just to refresh your mind, what was discovered about this Niambian? He's a Niambian. He's a scientist. He's a interested.
What?
Come again?
I don't know. I have
Steven cannot talk.
I have intrasidee. Anyways.
Introvestite?
And he's a wizard. He's southeast.
He's introverted?
Is it supposed to be reclusive?
I don't know, maybe.
Are
you supposed to say yes?
Is by nature reclusive?
Anyway, he's on the southeast part of the rim.
Not on certain parts of the world.
He has a lot of experimental undead. He is emotionless. He has a lot of traps. Thank you, Ryan, for joining us today. He has not been out in the sunlight for 5 years. And he's part shadow. And he's somewhere near Bart.
Close to Bart. We're gonna need also light.
Nope. Okay. He's the only one that needs light.
Maybe
we'll lead you by the hand.
A little bit of light.
But if he gets a little bit of light, that screws all the rest of us over on dark vision.
That's true.
Poor baby.
By the way, I'm a human and I have dark vision.
maybe we should go poor baby for you, Alec, and just say
I bought goggles.
Set the session out today.
I spent 12 effing thousand gold.
I got my Game Boy in my pocket, so I won't object to being left out if you really want to.
Anyways, so that's...
See how much Alec cares about your game, Andre? You won't even object to being left out.
Because I know you won't leave me out.
Okay, so you... That's an empty promise.
All right, everyone in favor of leaving and going to the room now? Raise your hand.
Going to what?
The room.
I want... items before we go, but yes, we can go now. As long as I shop beforehand.
Well, do you have your stuff?
She needs to go shopping.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean, stuff?
Have you already gone to stuff?
Considered common enough,
sure, right? Why not?
Have you already gone?
It's 110.
No.
Yeah, I know. I don't have to.
No.
I can pick one up, right?
Yes. Then we're not waiting for you.
I figured this way I can stop having people wait to light spells.
Alright, and let's see.
Wait, what are you doing?
Ever-burning torch.
However, you will have to drop it once combat starts.
Not if I wield my longsword.
That's true. But then it's one-handed.
The majority of the damage at that point comes from power attack and...
Yes, but now it's no longer doubled.
But I'm fighting undead, so I get an extra 2d6 damage.
I got both.
Yeah.
It all kind of balances out, really.
Andre, how much would it cost to get dark vision permanency?
What's it say in the book, Steven?
Check the PHP.
Look at Sherman's PHP costs for the caster.
Okay.
I don't know the ratio of PHP gold.
Can you scoot this back?
Does Steven want me to get permanency dark vision just so he doesn't have to deal with a torch?
Yes, because now we all have dark vision. And nobody will see us coming.
Except the undead, who innately have dark vision. So this is really a moot point.
Hey, we could have used it against that human cult a while back.
Can I see a pencil?
Anyways, I'm just waiting for everyone else to get done. I'm ready to go. I'm already on my way out to the room. I'm just seeing if anyone follows.
No. Is that you go die?
Yeah, okay. Alright, well, I'm walking out to the rim. See you, bye.
Bye.
I guess I go.
Alright, you guys head out. So long as it sounds reasonable, Tyler does whatever his shopping is. However, of course, if he says, I bought a mirror of soul stealing, I will have to say that it's not reasonable and you didn't have time to find it.
Didn't I tell you I got a,
pair
of rings of wishes?
I got a sword.
I got all my stats to 20.
Right, that guy looks kind of creepy.
I thought so too. If you cut out of his face, his hair looks nice.
Who is that?
I don't know. Sorry. I don't know.
What's the point?
We brought it to the hairstylist and say, cut his hair like this.
Oh. Okay.
Anyways,
so
go to the rim.
Go ahead and give me your survival checks.
Who do we establish as the best?
No one.
Everybody has survived, right?
Ooh, I have +7 to it.
Technically. Oh, now you are the best then. Because last time I think we did this, we all had +3.
Okay. You will wander for an hour.
Well, he got a 25.
Who was leading?
He was.
He has a plus
7. Okay, so you're up to a 25. Okay, so you do not wander the first hour.
Should be 27. Anyway, 25 is DC.
Mm-hmm.
I assist.
I natural one.
Yeah.
Is there an event for a dragon out in the middle of...
No.
Fail?
I fail. Okay, so you guys have now been out here for 2 hours.
What? How many hours do we need to get to here?
6.
Did we get...
Can't we just go to Bart's and walk there? It's near 10. We don't need to make fire rolls to get to Bart's, do we?
No. But 6 hours from Bart's.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay.
Anybody else gonna assist? I only have +2 and I'm still assisting.
I did assist.
I'm looking for my dice right now.
If he assisted, that would... Doom, no matter what. Unless I get, like, somebody has +30 for an assist. But anyways... If you assist on one, and then you assist on roll.
I assist.
For this last one.
I assist.
Alright, that means you make 2 out of the next 4 rolls.
Okay, so let's see. That was how many rolls you guys have done so far? 6?
6. And we've made 3.
You guys have been out here for 6 hours.
Alright, let's do it again.
Admit it, you're lost.
I assist.
I know where I'm going.
I assist. So you got +6 so far.
Well, let's see, it's 6 plus 7 is 13 plus
8.
I'm cold.
Is 21.
Okay, you guys have been out here for 7 hours.
I failed.
Okay. Well, I made 2 other dice rolls on my own, and so that's 4 hours and 2 more successes.
Okay, so hold on. You guys have made 4 hours of success.
We've been out here 10.
You guys have been out here 10 hours. I need 2 fortitude saves from the living.
And the non-cold immune, you mean?
Yes.
How long have we been walking?
10 hours.
2 hours ago, I refused to walk any further.
Okay, so 10 hours ago, you started getting carried.
2 hours ago.
Yeah.
Not 10 hours ago. You I refused to walk! Because I know the group's going to say we need to continue on, and I'm going to say we need to sleep.
17 to 10?
Yes.
So.
Andre, we made 5 successes.
9
out of 10. I know, I forgot this.
You got it.
What's your lowest?
My lowest?
22. Damn!
One with me.
Okay,
DC
at least
your, above
15.
How's your 42,000?
Yes. Oh, wait. All good saves. The first time it's a 10, second time it's a 12.
Oh.
27,
29. You're fine.
Yeah. We're fine.
Yeah.
This is a pitiful 42 save at this point.
You say that now.
I can't lose with my.
Alright, well, now the 11th hour.
Somebody assist?
It's now about 7 o'clock at night.
I assist, yes.
Okay, we make it.
Alright, so at 8 o'clock at night, you guys arrive on the doorstep. And I literally mean the doorstep, and then stairs heading down.
There's no door.
Can we see Bartel from here? It's right there.
Wow.
No.
No one in a circle.
Sorry. This isn't why I'm good at. I'm good at talking to people. There's nobody out here to talk to. This guy just run away.
You could talk to me.
Shh. Your cat doesn't like me. I saw the old layers gave me.
Oh, and one more 14 save from everyone, please. This time it's a 14.
Yeah.
14?
Yeah.
15.
33. Ha!
Tyler?
What I got?
For what?
Oh, yes, never mind.
She's being carried.
Alright, I take a stone and throw it down the stairs. How far does it go?
Down the stairs. About 10 feet.
Okay. We can see the bottom.
Oh, we can see the bottom?
Yes.
Oh. The way you described it made it sound like it was...
No, it's stairs heading down.
Okay.
Okay.
And then does it curve to the right or left?
No, it just goes straight.
There's a door, right?
Oh.
No, there's no door.
I go down above the stairs and look.
Alright, go ahead and give me 14, sir.
33.
Okay. You walk down the stairs, nothing happens.
Do I see anything down there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, let's see.
Oh, there's a minute map. I haven't noticed the map yet.
It kind of goes straight and then to a circular room, then branches off, and there's a side passage early on.
I go down, too.
Ryan, don't make a fortitude save, because you're undead.
Are we seeing anything happen?
No. I'm going to...
Actually, it's
both. Hold it! Don't go any farther.
Stop! In the name of love!
Hey, maybe we should get a death ward put on us now.
Yes, and I will search for traps.
Okay.
From here on.
Could you cast this on me?
Yes, I could. Just
As everyone pulls...
I don't want to take the chance of failing. I could try casting it on myself.
As everyone reaches into their pockets, pulls out their appropriate scrolls.
Okay.
I don't want it to be dispelled like it did last time. In the
actually, up in this square, this...
15 plus 12.
You succeeded on me?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what
This block of four...
What's the DC on use magic device?
It's a scroll.
Yeah.
Get a grab a PHP. You find a pit trap.
Oh.
However, it is remote triggered. It is not pressure or anything like that.
Oh.
So we could walk on as long as there wasn't someone watching us then.
Mm-hmm.
20 plus the caster level.
Cool.
I'm going to try and sneak over.
Death Ward's what?
See what's
what level?
Down in here.
Oh.
Wait.
Jessica, that's okay. I will cast it on myself.
I already rolled.
Did you successfully cast it on everyone? Okay.
What did you need to get it?
I don't know. DC's what, 15?
It's a 4th level spell?
Yeah.
It's a DC 7.
So, natural 1. I need a 5.
Okay.
I only have 50 feet of rope, so...
Yeah, anyone give them the things, I help them.
You help us.
Yes.
And you put life ward on us.
Protection from healing.
Okay, this will be good. I'm injured. Keep. Sorry.
It's actually...
I hate curse of mortality.
It's actually a useful thing to put...
It's a hallway with a pair of doors.
Is it really curved at the end?
Yeah, it's really curved at the end.
To force death ward on a witch or something. Because then they can't, heal themselves.
Or you could... Theoretically, you could invent a spell called Life Ward.
I guess I will get my death ward too. Just an anti-life barrier thing.
Jessica, you have one more.
One more death
ward. Anti-life shell.
I figured if we're all gonna be...
Yes.
Alright, so, there's now... Everyone up here has been standing up here for the past 30 or 40 seconds or so. with standing in a line, handing Jessica a scroll. You know, this is the first... I've memorized this. I don't even need to look at the scroll anymore.
I don't think I was actually effectively high enough for caster.
Okay, so... These three.
Can you cast that level spell, Jessica, yet?
4th level? No.
Okay. She's 1 level away.
Which one of those is not supposed to represent me?
Do you cast it on Stonehammer also?
Did he bring Stonehammer?
Did he get one?
Yeah, he's a necromancer. I mean, he's here for the necromancers. And I
no,
didn't
he,
even
does,
say
he does not have Death Ward. He did not spend the money.
Okay.
I guess I would have...
For your friend, thanks.
Okay, yes, so, for yeah. My friend.
So far, he's got these three are the only ones that are death warded.
Well, let's not have everyone death warded just in case.
It's okay. I cast it on myself so we can do this faster if it matters.
No. He doesn't, in case there's another dispel field, I think is what he's trying to do.
Can I notice down the hallway? I say that because I'd like to listen, but there's no such thing.
Go ahead. Give me a notice, Jack.
I am as well, as I'm paying towards attention that way. I got 28.
22.
Ooh,
actually,
you don't actually hear anything. Steven, you see a sword floating towards you.
From which way?
There's a sword coming here.
You don't notice it.
Oh, okay.
Hey. Said you look down that way.
Sure.
Hey, Ricardo. Look at the sword. Disembodied floating sword that looks kind of aggressive if swords have feelings.
I mean, if it stops and talks to you.
I draw my weapons just in case. I don't know. I can't sense motive on a sword.
How fast is it coming?
About a rate of 10 feet. Here, anyway.
Is that big?
Oh. Wow. That's a big sword.
Oh, no. Hold on. Let me grab a mini.
Is that my face?
Yeah, I should ask, how big of a sword?
It's about a medium-sized sword.
So just a normal long sword.
Right there. Right there. The, you know, the sword's only about... like that.
It's just somewhere in that space. Wait, there's many? Multiple swords?
So once it gets closer, you can see that there's multiple weapons floating towards you.
Come back on this side of the pit, please.
No, there's... Althanis and random dude we had with us before, and city guard.
Come back on this side of the pit, please.
But I wish we could go around and go.
Come back on this side of the pit until we find out the swords are going to kill us.
Well, they'll probably hurt.
Too late.
Regardless. Okay, I'll come back.
Hey guys, there's swords.
Yeah, I've got one right here.
And I wait.
Are they pretty?
Andre, is there light down here?
No.
Is there enough light from outside? I don't have to put my goggles yet.
Nope. It's 8 o'clock at night.
I have my goggles on. My sunglasses.
Go ahead and give me initiative checks.
I have my torch in one hand, my sword in the other.
So your goggles are useless, Steven.
Yep. Put my goggles back up.
I'm sorry, I can't see otherwise.
Get a permanent seat on you. Or get goggles like I do.
Or get a scroll.
Tyler.
How long does dark vision last?
Initiative.
You are up here, so... Yeah, you're like right there.
I know I'm here. 19.
Hey, you went fast.
Alec?
23.
Amanda?
15.
Ryan?
You should go like this if I'm doing that.
15 down.
Jessica?
24.
Steven?
Well, that's an hour from 17. Level.
The Mr. Hammer goes on a 6.
Third level spell, wasn't it?
Let me.
Second level spell?
Second sorcerer wizard.
Wait a minute. Then going with the
two,
DMG rules three, of how five, to. 5
times 25. First scroll.
But how to. I mean, going by the DMG, the cost to effectively make. That's. Because it's level 30 spell, right?
What?
Two. Level 2 spell.
Level 2 spell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So getting an item. A continuous would be 2, 4...
And it goes on 10.
You know...
What do your goggles do?
Dark vision.
Can I see the DMG?
Jessica.
I cast darkness on the elf.
Oh, I know what it could be.
You hear them bitching about floating swords.
Wait, you cast darkness?
No. I can, but I'm not going to cast on the elf. Despite her. well, I guess I'll start buffing myself.
You could actually counter her
Alec
torch with that.
Yes, I know. That's why I cast it.
Yeah, you're basically
and yours
here.
Were mute. News. His does not.
Do I hear anything right now, or
kind of? You hear them going. There's a floating sword. Get on this side of the pit.
No. Floating swords.
Floating swords.
For the Z.
I suppose I just hold for now.
Swords. All right. You just kind of hold. Next from 23 is 19 with Tyler. Okay.
I'll go down there, I suppose.
Because the knights and goggles on that let me see 60 feet, right?
Is that me?
Yes. That one's an elf.
And there's flowing swords towards him, huh?
Give me a notice check, actually.
10.
No, actually, you... What?
What are you guys complaining about?
Steven?
I go back upstairs.
I wait for the flowing swords to come on the side of the pit.
Okay, so you hold.
That stuff makes me sick.
Amanda!
It's alright.
They're saying floating swords, but she went downstairs, said they're crazy, and came back upstairs.
I'm like, there's nothing down there.
I'll go look.
Dude, go on down, give me a notice check.
Does dark vision give you 60 feet as well,
mm-hmm.
Alan?
Notice.
So what does
Dog
of the Night do besides that?
Yes. 20.
Yeah, you know some floating swords.
Mm-hmm.
I
Well, look at the back to see for cost.
Shh.
You guys know what that means.
So just say it.
Swords, yeah, they're swords.
Ryan.
Ah.
I hold
them
to
20.
Sharp.
Alright, that one. go kill the imaginary swords then.
Actually, I let you get in front of me and I get behind you. Because I have a non-sphere, I think.
You think?
I don't know. I have Alex's cutting blade.
Is it a sphere or is it a long sphere?
I don't know.
Andre, is Alex's cutting blade a sphere or a long
sphere? It's a sphere.
Okay, so no.
Okay.
So do you
want to
be behind me and not be able to do anything?
Yes.
All right. All right. I will be by the ranger.
Well, it will. The swords will quickly ooze forward.
It enables you to see normally and your dark and after.
It attempts to engulf all of you. Go ahead and give me a reflex saving throws.
Shiz.
Oh.
25. Oh, that's why there are floating swords. That, yeah.
What?
What
to
happened?
Use.
Oh.
Gladys Cube or something.
Yeah. Oh!
Hope someone has so how much does it cost to make Goggles of Night?
What's the
spell level?
What'd you get?
Over 15, but not 20.
5, right?
17.
No, it'd be 3. 3, so 6.
You should be okay.
1,000.
Alright.
It dark vision costs
2, 3.
Cost 12,000 to make a continuous magic item.
Alright, so actually here's how it works. It's oozing towards you. Do you wish to make an attack of opportunity?
Have I ever...
What does it look like right now?
It's just kind of floating swords that has a... They kind of wobble around.
They're everywhere, dude. If you're going to play with the pimps over there.
What knowledge does it know about oozes?
Dungeoneering.
Dungeoneering.
I have not that.
So none of us know what this is. So
I could.
Do you wish to make an attack of opportunity?
I make my attack of opportunity.
Okay.
Why? Because I don't know what this is going to do. Even though Steven
I'm guessing
does.
The spells are hours
yeah,
per
I
level
do,
are at cost.
Mm-hmm.
Spells are hours per level or at cost, right?
No.
Steven,
so.
First.
Hours per level times 2.
What?
Hours per level times
it's
2.
It says minute per level is times 2.
Oh.
And then 10 minutes per level is times 1.5.
What'd you get?
23.
You hit its AC of 3.
Oh.
So do you.
And Steven?
I hit twice.
Yeah, it's an attack
one.
Opportunity.
Oh,
you only
one.
Get one.
Okay, one.
And it says if you're 24 hours or greater, it's half the cost.
And I
so I'm guessing 1 hour is half.
You can't power attack on attack of opportunity.
Do you,
can't
you think so?
Not unless you declared that earlier in the round. The power attack for this round is blank.
Your power attack's nothing for this point.
I can't. Because it's an attack of opportunity.
You're lucky Under is letting you have one.
9?
Oh.
Yes, because you didn't know it was a cube.
Yes.
Andre, the goggles and I cost 12,000. Meanwhile, making glasses of dark vision is 2,000.
10,000.
10,000. 10,000?
It's 2 times, well, 2 times 3.
5.
6.
6 times 12, 2,000 is actually 12,000.
That's how much it costs. Oh, okay, we're good then. Never mind.
You did how much?
9.
I added 20 together.
I did 8 and 1.
It's like 2 plus 3. It goes 5 times 10 is 10, or times 2 is 10,000.
It engulfs all of you.
Oh,
it's bad.
Attempts to.
No. Since you took your attack for opportunity, you actually fail. Automatically.
Yep.
Oh.
Then maybe I can actually afford
it. Because you guys are doing the, ha ha,
it's coming at me, I'm going to swing.
Do they see this?
Anyone looking down the hole... Which, I don't know, were you looking back down the hole for at the crazies?
Sure, why not? It'd be amusing.
Well, you three get to give me fortitude saves.
All three of us are looking down there?
Yeah, we all get fortitude saves.
Actually, no, I'm sorry, since you three are engulfed, you don't. Now you guys can give me notice checks. the ones who are looking down.
Well, actually, if they're in goals, they still get a fortitude save versus paralysis, if I remember correctly.
The cube can, oh, yes. Go ahead. I was misreading that.
Because they can get out, they just start taking damage.
Ryan, you don't have to make one.
Oh, 27.
Kay. 30.
Okay.
Well, you, aren't you immune to paralysis?
No.
You're half dragon.
All right, you three.
I'm immune to electricity.
She is, Steven.
She is immune to paralysis, right?
No one told me that.
Question.
It might not say it.
Charges per day. I'm having trouble.
Yeah, so.
Talk to me.
Charge per day. So 5. We only have the 1 charge per day. Be 5.
You guys take 10 points of acid damage.
Charges per day.
Okay.
Basically, if you want 2 charges, you do 5 divided by 2. Then you divide the cost by 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, divide the cost by 2.5.
You said 10?
Yep, you take 10.
You wanted 2 charges.
And then it goes. As you guys realize, you're now in some sort of viscous ooze.
Well, ow! Can I attack it from inside?
Yes, you can.
A pair of.
Do I auto hit?
But you can get them for later.
No.
Yeah. So right now you guys are stuck putting up.
Oh, I miss.
You roll an actual 1 and something funny happens?
No.
You have to hit its AC of 3 or.
But if you're inside it, how do you miss?
Because, let's see, this time you would have. I don't know, it's not a good example.
Anyways, natural 1 tap. So, anyways.
Sickening swing. Or spinning swing. You guys hear nothing.
Half dragons are immune to paralysis, correct? As it stands, I'm probably.
Half dragons are immune to sleeping paralysis effects.
Yes. So I'm the only one that has to make fortitude saves.
Yeah. Okay.
Versus paralysis.
Oh, sweet. Sleep and paralysis.
Yeah.
You're like a half.
You're immune to magical sleep.
Magical sleep.
You have to physically sleep.
I know that.
The poisons that make you sleep still work out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alrighty. Ooh, I can.
Well, you guys were holding. Yeah.
Is the thingy that they're in moving towards us still?
No. It is like. Blah, blah,
blah. We can make our pillow.
It does not.
Alright, I can get a natural 1.
Stairs or its bane.
But it can sprint and make people go inside of it.
Do I see this right now? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, actually, you see them thrashing around and ooze
you in that dragon game.
weren't
you in that dragon
power
game?
Power decking for 5.
The one with the sprinting gelatinous cube.
20.
All right.
Who was in that
still
dragon?
Still has an AC of 3.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I don't remember.
The AC doesn't go up. I've only been in one dragon game. That's the one I'm threatening.
Someone stole it from me. And then threw it.
Andre, is electricity affected?
No. All right, electricity does not affect it, but it does acid damage.
39 points of damage.
Blech.
Oh. Well,
it's not that dangerous, guys.
I was about to.
I'm sorry, it's not that dangerous to.
60 something.
11th level characters.
Steven overkilled it by 15 plus the amount you guys kill it by.
I did
so.
31.
The blades that were floating kind of clattered to the ground.
That was gross.
That tasted disgusting.
Yeah, I did it.
Ew.
What was that about?
Come down here. You'll find out.
Oh.
Yeah, come step in it.
I give
they're little globs of translucent gel.
So are they still going down here?
Oh, hair gel.
No.
Hey, you should be a war dancer.
What do you think acid damage from that?
No.
Acid hair gel?
Acid damage?
No, it's
so exotic.
All right, Ricardo, you want to go back down, looking down the hallway?
Yes, we could breed gelatinous cubes. Wait.
Well, theoretically, we didn't.
There's the trap.
Yeah, we notify anyone by killing the ooze.
Just keep searching for traps on that hallway.
Yeah, I'm totally guessing we didn't actually set off any sort of alarm traps or anything when we
is
got
it
in here.
Now slippery on the floor.
It's a little slippery, but unless you guys are in combat, I'm not really going to do anything.
Okay, because if we're going to jump over that space, we don't have to take penalties of slipping?
No.
Okay. Okay, slide across
the... speaking of jumping over it, I'm going to jump over it, just in case.
Ha!
Because your jump check is, like, insane.
Right? What is your jump check? Boom. Jump.
Ryan, do a standing jump. It's a DC 20.
Really? That's it?
No, it's a DC 4.
Yeah, it is DC 20.
It's 10 feet times 2.
30 with a natural 20.
Ha!
Actually, 40.
So apparently they're just...
Yeah, no. This is something that's going towards my thing that they're insane.
Actually, I'm saying they're kind of going...
I do a flip and...
You guys realize the pit's not active.
Yes, but they...
I'm going to laugh, you step forward.
They might be watching us.
They're watching us.
Better to be paranoid than at the bottom of a bottomless pit.
True.
Here, catch the end of the rope.
That's not possible.
I hold the rope. Okay, everyone just walk across with the rope. There's a pit. Yada, yada, yada.
Who's going over first?
Fuck. No.
Is the ranger going first?
The paladin would like to go last, so just to make sure that everyone else makes it across.
The jump check should be pretty easy.
And not for the paladin.
If
no
one else is going to go first, I will.
No, I'll go first.
Okay, I'll go next.
Okay.
I go next.
Okay, you're number 4. Okay, there we go.
Yay!
That's why we have the rope. Are you holding on to the rope?
Son of a bitch.
Go ahead and give me a reflex saving throw. You've got plus 5 because you're holding the rope.
Let's see. 19 plus 18. What is that?
40, no.
No, it's 37. 37.
All right. Is
that plus 5?
Yes, that's with the plus 5.
You're kind of dangling a little.
Can you pull me up?
You're kind all of right. In the middle.
We'll do it like clothesline style. Since I have all the extra rope, you pull her over and I'll give you the slack.
I hold on.
So 17 touch you.
Yes.
Okay, 4 tentacles shoot out of the pit.
Oh. What kind of tentacles?
Fucking monsters.
Why are they green?
Why black, me?
Blue.
You were number 4.
Purple.
Pink. No, it's because I look like a schoolgirl, isn't it?
Aw.
You take 18 points of damage as it kind of begins to wrap itself around you. Go ahead and give me a grapple check.
Oh, I succeed.
Natural 20.
Dragon, pull her out!
I'm going to run my way from this thing.
Give me a five.
Make a will check to avoid loss of dignity.
A fail.
No.
Can I help?
What'd you get?
A 7.
7? That's fine. You just have to pull yourself over the ledge.
I can hide.
Well. Where would you like to hide?
In the middle of everyone.
Hi, Ricardo.
In the hallway, actually.
Fine, yeah. I hug you. How does that make you feel?
Right there?
Sure.
Give me a will save.
Why is 47. The bard going first?
You're fine.
I wasn't going first. I was just hiding.
Alright.
I'm going to help people, especially the paladin.
Here, what we're going to do now. You take the other end of the line.
Yes.
Andre.
I was
going to
help.
I
took 17, right?
Just in case that happens again.
30 feet of rope. I'm going to use that extra slack to tie it around Stormhammer, Stormstones, whatever his name.
Stormhammer?
Stormstones!
Paladin! Tie it around his waist.
Stormhammer.
Tell him he has to go next because he's in full plate. And we're going to do it clothesline style since it is actually literally tied on his waist.
Oh, so he's going to be like...
And then we... Should the thing fall, hopefully he's out of reach of tentacles. Then we clothesline him over.
Okay.
Somebody over there unties him, we bring back the rope. Okay, your turn. Oh, K's already across.
I make a jump.
Ow!
Alright, I hold on to the rope and go across.
Not gonna jump?
I try running across.
Wait, does it only activate when a female goes across, or did it activate for him?
It activates
for me.
Yeah, it only activates for females.
So what's this? Okay.
Because
you're
not a girl, but he is.
Okay. Alright, Steven, you take 16. Go ahead and give me a grapple check.
Do I have any type of grappling that I can do?
Yes. What?
Can I help him with grappling? Unless you want to jump down there.
Oh.
Get a 20.
I failed.
Well, for reference, Andre.
I'm grabbing onto the rope.
My lowest grapple check was actually 27.
Okay. Well, that's fine. So you're holding onto the line?
He is, but I'm going to...
Okay, well, hold on.
Alright.
You give me a strength check.
Okay.
You said you were holding on.
No, he said he gave you the end.
To you.
Oh.
Then give me a strength check. It's a 20.
20.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You don't go down.
Okay.
Okay, so right now, Steven, you're in the middle of a tug of war. You are the rope. Your legs are being pulled this way. Rest of your body's being pulled that way.
I try to climb.
You take 2 points of damage.
This is good. We're realigning your spine.
All right.
I pull out my.
I wish that would happen to me right now.
You should use your grapple, just so you know.
Bad idea. So, how far down in the hole am I?
You're about 10 feet.
So if I take a climb action, I'll be able to get out.
Yes.
Assuming you can break grapple. Do I have to break a grapple first,
yes,
then climb?
Yes.
So that takes 2 full rounds.
Boo-hoo.
We can also pull you up if you break grapple.
Actually, it takes a full round and a move action.
But when there's people helping,
and then another
you,
move action to move the other 5 feet.
All right. Well, let's just do the grapple thing then.
Okay.
All right. Let's roll one more so I know which one I fail.
Natural one.
Oh, it's a grapple check. This isn't a melee check.
Right then.
No,
my lowest.
You're making bigger.
What? 12 plus 3 is 15 plus 8.
23.
Okay,
you're still in the hole.
See, that's why we need to roll them individually to find out which one.
Okay, so.
That could have been against natural one. Okay, yeah. I'm still in the hole.
Still in grapple? Can I grab him?
Sure. Go and give me a strength check. It's opposed by this creature.
Or is it? Oh, it's strength, not grapple.
No, because you're pulling me.
Okay. Natural one.
All right, Steven. Since they're stretching you, take another 7 points of damage.
I'm going to start kicking people out of my way to give me space, and then I'll go large.
Push you further down the hole?
Or just...
No, you don't have to make a will save. You already made yours.
She wants to get large.
Help the dragon with the rope.
Just pull me out.
I wouldn't.
Why is she moving there?
I'm trying to find the right person. Your hand's in the way.
Okay, now I was actually going to jump down.
No, just stay up.
Grab the rope and join the grapple.
Okay. So
I'm helping him out. That's why I had 2 people with the rope.
Alright, so you'll effectively have a +2. You'll get a good look at this thing. It's a little roughly gargantuan size.
It has a couple of bonuses.
I can't go large, there's no space.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
That's your standard action.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
No pulling this turn.
He's got the rope too.
What? Did he
nope. He doesn't pull you out on his own. Okay. Alright, so. Okay, so. You shapeshifted. He failed to pull. Jessica ran and jumped this turn.
Mm-hmm.
What's your roll, Steven?
I rolled a 17. Plus.
Yeah. Am I assisting or no?
Yes.
31.
Okay. Got you on the second time.
Did she assist?
You need 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's 33.
You are still grappled.
It's going to be very hard pressed for me to beat this thing. I have to make successfully beat him 4 times, and he has an insane bonus.
That's why I'm helping you.
It's going to be hard for any of us to do this.
Its turn. It's still got someone grappled, which it's incredibly surprised about. So it begins to drain your blood. You take 1 con damage.
Great. Wait. No, it definitely doesn't affect me into that.
It's not a death effect, it's just sucking you dry.
This is why it's damage, not drain.
Tyler, what is your reaction to this? Kehiane ran and jumped down the hole.
Did I see anything down the hole?
Kind of this black, gelatinous goo thing that seems to be draining him, and it's got a big smiley face down there.
Wait, it opens every 4, why did it open on me?
It opened 4... on the 4th time for the first time. Now it opens every successive time someone touches it.
No, because no. That you would have gotten you then.
No,
it would have gotten Stormhammer.
It would have gotten Stormhammer.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Stormhammer was
third. No, second. That means it went 3.
It happened, so it should
have. And then maybe the next one was 2.
Anyways.
Could I attack it without...
You'd have to have something with reach. Or you could do a ranged attack. Or you could do something like Magic Missile.
That's why I was saying, could I attack it with a ranged attack?
Yes.
Without hitting Steven?
There's a small risk unless you use something that's incredibly precise.
Well,
even if
precise.
You're shooting its body?
You have a very precise
shooting
weapon.
Its body
I
will...
I do, but I'm holding onto the rope.
You can shoot the body, all you want.
I can give it to you if you want.
What, is it just tentacles?
You have a better
the tentacles are what's holding on
no,
to him.
Not right now.
Well, I was going to kill the thing.
Not right
okay. Well, then let's go ahead and go to initiatives. It goes on one.
Is that just what it always goes on?
Yeah.
Do you want to keep the same initiatives?
All right, yeah, let's just go ahead and keep the same initiatives for simplicity. Jessica.
I'm assisting him.
Okay, so you wait for Steven's turn.
Yeah.
Alec.
You jump down there. Attack it.
It's not worth it.
I pull out some popcorn. This is what you get for, you know, spreading rumors about me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So like, over to her.
I would have made my jump check easily, just I didn't think it would open.
No, okay.
It's the only slot that's available.
Actually, I was going to steal the other person's slot, but that's okay.
He's holding the rope.
No.
Ricardo's?
The one in the hallway.
Right, spot.
Because Ryan I can look down the hallway. Hallway.
Mm-hmm.
I will ray the thingy on the ground.
No!
You hit.
Nope. G saw the roll.
Natural one.
Mm-hmm.
I crit once. Can I crit on it?
Sweet.
No.
Oh, that sucks.
It's undead.
No. Maybe. It has
bonuses. Let me do this. Kinda.
Holy crap.
As per everything, it's... Does it have fire resistance?
Yes.
I could just deduct 15 from it at the end.
Well, if he doesn't do more than 5 with one ray, which would be amazing.
You know how we roll.
Just...
That's why I rolled separately.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, 32. After the resistance.
Owie. The first blood of war. Okay. Steven, you're next.
And let's go.
I assist.
What did it get?
34.
I fail.
I assist.
38.
Doesn't I have it just have to beat him once?
Mm-hmm.
So why are we rolling?
He wanted me to.
I told you to roll. You rolled the first one. I stopped.
Oh, okay.
Because what you should do is roll all four of them. If Steven beats the highest one, then he's out.
But
if not, he fails.
If my lowest one is lower than any of his, then I fail.
You make one grapple check.
Mm-hmm.
Really? It has four. It counts as four people.
Yes.
Oh. So I have to only roll once.
Yeah.
Yes.
I asked you if I had to roll four times. You said yes.
I think you're lying.
No. Roll once.
I get lower than he did.
Okay.
He has a lot higher bonuses than I do.
Yes. Yes, he does.
He also has four chances to your one.
Yeah. I'm going to fail.
Damn. People have to get clever. Amanda.
Or just kill it.
Or just kill it.
I guess what I'm looking pull. On.
All right, you pull. Give me a pull strength check. Dole. There we go.
20.
Is Stormhammer assisting?
And Stormhammer assisting.
He adds two, so 22.
22.
You don't pull on this turn.
Oh.
Gargantuan creatures have large bonuses.
Steven, you take 10 points of pulling this turn.
Would it be force damage? Didn't we just go over this? You did this huge explanation.
Yes, yes, it might be.
It would be force damage, I think.
Well, I'll move over to where you thought Tyler was moving. And grab the bow from the guy, the dragon.
You're doing it, not me. I see it now. That's you tricky thing.
You tricksy hobbit.
Yes.
We then go from 15 down to the lowest, which is Stormhammer. He's providing assistance. It's still got a hold of you. But there's a new person. Makes an intelligence check.
Go away.
I'm looking at your bone. Plus one.
Plus
take another calm damage.
Yay. Does it have to succeed in the grapple check to do that?
No. It's just so long as it's got a person to grapple. Jessica.
I see the PHP.
I'm assisting.
Providing assistance?
I'm trying to get him free so he can be pulled up.
Well, what you could do is, what's your grapple bonus?
15.
What's your grapple bonus?
15.
Okay, never mind.
We're about equal on that.
Hey, guess what? I have a 15.
Alec, I got an 8.
Congratulations.
I'm proud of myself.
I have more.
I have.
I might as well take. Can I get a good enough angle from here to fire at him?
Oh, yeah. At the tentacles or the thing?
Tentacles.
Okay, yes.
Shoot him to grapple.
I assume if I fired at the thing, it wouldn't really... I'd have absurd minuses.
No.
No, your absurd minus is firing at the tentacles, because you're firing to a grapple.
Oh, okay, then I fire at the big thing.
Okay, fire at the big thing. Let me know if you roll one.
I have to set my torch on the ground, by the way.
Yeah, he eats the torch. Ow.
Jerk, you owe me 110 gold pieces!
Tasty gold pieces.
Apparently it likes continual flame.
This battle shall forever burn.
Hooray, I fire 3 arrows, I guess.
You're standing on top of his head.
Shooting. I can handle it.
You're only ones.
No.
You hit.
You have 3 attacks? Oh yeah, you're... Yeah. Okay.
Barbarian.
Actually, you only get 1 attack because you did have to move more than...
Oh, I did?
Yeah, you had to move 10 feet.
You were back here.
Oh, okay. I do 6. Non-magic.
Oh, no, I forgot that you didn't have any level adjustment and we're level 12.
Okay. That was Alec. Go to 19, Tyler. Got any grease spells?
No.
I thought I was looking through it for anything like
that. Actually, I would have, but it got replaced.
Of course.
With... See, it's funny, because I replaced it recently.
Sorry.
With True Strike.
Is there anything you want of mine to play with?
Yeah. Oh,
no.
By the way.
Okay.
I would have easily made the jump check. I just didn't figure it open.
As I told you guys...
That pisses me off.
As I told you guys, it's on a remote trigger.
Mm-hmm. Someone's watching. Is that...
What? Dark Vision?
Death Ward, what it actually does.
He's got the trigger.
Oh.
Yeah, probably.
Death Ward.
It's not as good as Neverwinter Nights.
All death spells, energy drain, and negative energy effects. Okay.
We're not immune to the ability to drain.
Another Scorching Ray? Or,
oh. No.
Yeah, you are. Energy. Oh, you're immune to energy drain. Oh!
Wait, so Death Ward doesn't affect ability drain?
Nope. No, apparently
what's,
not.
What's energy drain?
It's a spell, and it also, like, it makes you mean that.
For, like, negative level.
Makes you mean a negative level.
Well, if it doesn't protect me from energy drain, I probably would have avoided buying the scroll then.
You mean it from
ability drain.
You said it doesn't protect you from energy
drain. Okay, yes, it says it doesn't protect me from energy ability drain. I'm probably going to avoid getting the scroll, because...
No point.
It's for no use.
No, death magic is nice, but not entirely.
It's only 26 this time.
He can't inflict on you.
Yeah. It's not worth 700
actually,
gold.
They,
also
can.
Things like Rave Enfeeblement, because that's negative energy.
They they can inflict on you, I think.
Also,
yeah.
Rune
they
of
can.
Death.
If on, if,
but it's
if,
negative energy.
Does it mean negative energy?
Yes.
Yes.
They are immune
oh, okay.
to negative energy.
So some of the drains it does make you immune to. Like
yes.
Touches from shadows.
Uh-huh. Okay, then I would. By the way, that's a symbol of death. And I
all
think
right.
Andre would be pulling that on us in that this
fuck you guys, I want to start the dwarf game.
Ricardo lives
oh, yeah,
and runs away.
No,
roll
it's actually
once.
A symbol of insanity.
No, then I fail.
Okay, so everyone dies and then Ricardo goes insane and kills everyone.
Can I actually try and claw the tentacles off?
You're immune to that.
Yes, you would be grappling against a specific tentacle.
Insanity?
It's a mind-affecting thing.
I guess that's true.
No,
I don't know if that works.
He just cast Frenzy on me again.
Well, the reason I'm going to try and get...
And so you...
Well, actually, I thought you were assisting
this
turn.
Okay, so on top of next round, you can tell me this.
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, my assist wouldn't have done anything for you.
I rolled a 2.
My turn?
No, it's Amanda.
How Paul? Close is he?
10 feet.
He's 10 feet away.
You can reach me.
Reach him. So
yeah,
I can
that's what you've been doing. Basically, what you've been doing is you've been having a tug of war. If you want to join the grapple, feel free.
I have a plus 16 rather than a plus 5.
It's up to you. You can do a jump
Amanda,
in if you want.
But you would just be assisting.
You'd just be assisting
plus 2.
Me.
Yes. Oh, I can't grapple the tentacle.
You could. You would be able to grapple an individual tentacle if
but
you
then
want.
He would be making 2 dice rolls against me, 1 against her, 1 against you.
He'd be my getting
one of us failing. High.
Hi.
Keep
well,
mind.
He doesn't get as big.
A gargantuan-sized creature has.
No, the.
Hi.
It's just a bonus. It's just a grapple kind
can
of cancel.
Attack, attack
right?
No. Gargantuan.
Sure, you will jump into the hole.
Plus 8 plus its strength.
Oh,
plus
ability. I can jump into the hole?
Yes.
Unless you want to risk the tentacles hitting those two, and it would be a 1/3 chance to hit him and 2/3 chance to hit the party member.
Do you think,
what?
Gargantuan is one size larger than large, right?
No, two. Huge Gargantuan.
So, yes, he has a natural plus 12 plus his strength modifier plus his base attack bonus.
So, you've already made a few.
No, I haven't made any.
You said you did.
No, I failed. That's why
All right, guys. Okay. Stormhammer, do you think you can hold this rope by yourself?
I can certainly do what we've been doing.
Right now, he's holding two people. One in full plate. Or half plate.
Mithril plate.
He's basically on a breastplate.
So can he still hold
delicious
it?
Blood.
You and your delicious blood.
Taste it.
All right. You can always ask the elf for help. If you need.
All right.
I can rage. I have a
3 points per day.
You hold it. We're on one hand. Pop one of the other.
You pull out your bow. He's currently holding it.
Why yeah.
Ryan took it off of you.
He's yeah, because I was going to shoot it because you're holding onto the freaking rope.
I'm going to take it back.
Okay, take it back.
My bow! You have one shot.
That's fine.
Because you have to equip the bow by forcing it out of the
D8
ghoul
goes
hand.
Up to what? 2d6?
You can shoot at the tentacles with your bow.
D8 goes up to 2d6 or d12?
2d6.
You have 2d6 damage with your bow.
And you can shoot the tentacles.
Okay, so never mind. He's up here.
Your large size, the damage with
bow. Oh, yeah.
I have to roll an actual 20, basically. What I need
12!
That's what I did.
It will take 12.
Owie!
To a tentacle?
To a tentacle.
Okay.
Owie!
12 to one of the tentacles.
My tentacle!
My fingers. And then I threaten you.
Ryan.
If you ever take my stuff again, I'm going to beat your face.
For holding the thing, I was just gonna shoot a final blow.
Even in game, they marital argue.
I will pull out my own bow and
shoot it.
You'll get one shot.
I wanted to shoot at this.
Amanda's a secret gay lover.
Yes.
Secretly, she likes the undead.
He has a thing for the male undead.
Yes, the dragon.
Gay necrophilism.
Oh.
I don't know. Is it necrophilism if they're still alive, even though they're dead?
They're not alive, they're still moving. There's a slight difference.
He's immune to fire, or yeah, at least
he's resistant.
Oh,
to
if I roll a 6, I can do 1 point.
Are you stabbing it?
No.
Oh, okay. You have flaming on a bow?
Yes, I do. It's a +2 flaming composite longbow.
I have the crappiest bow in the group, I think.
No, I have a regular longbow.
Mine's worse, I don't have one.
I have a +1 short bow.
Still makes it better than my composition
of it is.
Okay. If you say so.
Properties. It's yours overcomes magic resistance or resistance.
Unless we fight that one creature that has immunity to anything but non-magic weapons.
I have a non-magic sap.
Stormhammer, heave.
No.
Oh.
It's got another tasty person does break off a tentacle and use it on the tasty person.
Which tasty person?
Just keep draining me.
Yeah, it's not Audrey's call.
Tasty person!
Okay, one of the tentacles lashes on you. Give me a grapple check.
One of the few chances we might have to beat it.
Yeah. So far, it's a 24.
Aww, I got a 22.
You could Benny it.
You could, yeah.
It's true, we do need Benny.
You have
to. Okay. Sorry, I didn't realize.
Right, we're going to have to make a 4 square.
You need a 9.
Yes, I need a 9.
And guess what happens, Steven?
You got an 8?
I got a 7. Nope.
Nummy!
Steven, you lose a con point.
Yeah.
I hope maybe that's the noise it's actually making down there. Jessica.
Stormhammer memorized lesser restoration.
He did that on you.
I touch it.
Hey.
Bad touch.
Okay, and this is +7. Right. So 13, 15, 23.
Plus
8?
That's what you said.
How far down is it?
Negative energy on its tentacle.
Yes,
30 feet.
Inflicted its tentacle?
Yes, it did.
Okay, so now one of its tentacles is 44. Abby! It's my hand, yo. Alec!
I walk over, grab the rope.
Pull! Pull.
Pull. Got it, 24.
Good luck. And Stormhair was not assisting you, he used his last action to pull himself.
Oh, shit. Wait, you're doing it on him? Or him?
Him.
Okay, I'm sorry, that's actually 22.
On the rope.
Oh, no, wait. Yes, it would be 24 because all four tentacles are still in that grapple. 25!
You get both of us?
Mm-hmm.
She's raging.
Yes.
I have suction cups on my legs.
Yeah, he's got suction cups all over his body. No. He's a little pale. I deflate.
Stormhammer, could you memorize Lesser Restoration?
I have one. We both deflate.
Well, here we go. Hopefully we won't need it later. How far down are you, Steven?
I have a lot of blood loss.
Now I got it.
Okay.
He heals two of it.
You heal 15. What are you doing?
45.
You're 45?
Yes.
So we hear, and as the last time you take 4 points of damage as you were yanked out. Do we hear contented noises coming from?
No, there's a stone floor in the way now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a stone. Well, I still am down one pawn, and I've taken a lot of damage.
No, it's made out of wood.
I almost got to half damage, and we've only gotten 20 feet into the dungeon.
You have gotten 20 feet into the dungeon. No, now you've gotten 30 feet, because you were pulled out.
And I've gotten down to half damage and 3 con loss.
Yummy. That was key.
Well, since this is the first hallway, I suggest we get on this one first.
You have 24.
And I want to know what's down there.
That puts me full health.
Yeah, I think Andre is trying to get us to get to the dwarf game a little bit faster.
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production of a Pinnacle Entertainment game. Deadlands Reloaded. Enough room to die. Featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. A campaign 6 years in the making. Secret societies, bloodthirsty demons. The story's got it all. But can the heroes unravel the plot before it's too late? One thing's for certain is they're gonna either have enough room to live or enough room to die. Available for download only at gamershavenpodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.